To whom are we coming? We would all answer, we're coming to you, Lord Jesus. And then, what are we feasting upon? We're feasting upon Him. He has invited us to come right to Him and to feed on Him. He says, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. My flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. I am the true bread, he said, that came down from heaven. And if we feed on him, we live. We live. The spiritual man needs spiritual food, and we come. Jesus has a table spread, but it's coming right to him. Draw me nearer. That fountain that was opened on the day that he gave himself for us and poured out his life that we might live forever. And how thankful we are. We feel as though we could never thank him or praise him enough. Wesley has a hymn that I suppose many of you know. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. And we feel as though we can't. That's why it's not as though we would look real strange with a thousand tongues, wouldn't we? But the idea is we can't sing enough with our one tongue and our one heart unless he comes and helps us. That's what the next verse is. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. If you need the words, it's in the hymn book number 32. Let's sing that great hymn. Thank you.